Hey, Mike, you kind of hung around the top 10 all day. You stayed on the lead lap. And then you went into the pits to get a new tire, I believe. Was that part of the plan?
Yeah, we kind of planned on that right from the beginning.
Did it come a little later than you wanted to?
Yeah, I wanted to come in around 120, but my crew kept telling me to stay out. So we came in lap 150. We've been having trouble with the car vibrating all the past 4 or 5 weeks. Really, just can't figure it out. We changed rear end, drive shaft. I don't think it's in the motor, or else it would have blown up by now. But the car was vibrating pretty bad. We got the tire. The car was better, but still not great. We passed a handful of guys. Worked our way up to fifth. Ran out of fuel coming to the white flag. And Ritzkus apparently wasn't paying attention and just drove right through the back of me. So kind of sucks to have a great run and get it ruined on the last lap by him. But
what happened over there in turn two?
I was under Santos. I don't know if he didn't see me or whatnot, but I tried to back out really hard at the last second, and I barely clipped his left rear. We're good friends with him, so I kind of feel bad for that, but he kept it going and finished fourth, so I guess it's all right in the end.
How would you sum up your season? Is this kind of pretty much what your season's been so far? It hasn't been great, but at the same time, you kept going, and you end up in the top 10 in the Classic still.
Yeah, it's kind of how our luck is. We come to the white flag, and you think you're going to finish on the lead lap, get a top five in the Classic, and you just run out of fuel. It's just been our luck all year. We really haven't had any luck whatsoever. Every time something goes good, something later in the race will go wrong. So I guess we'll come back next week and see what we can do in the last race of the season.
Finally, who'd you like to thank for your top 10 run today?
I'd like to thank my crew, my dad, my sponsors, all Car Care Auto, and Sandy's Bumper Mart.